Okay, so I'm here with Joan Rickersham. Maybe, Joan, you could tell us about your book. I'm sorry for the general questions, but you're our first interview for this momentous occasion, so perhaps you can sell it.
Okay. My book is called The Suicide Index, Putting My Father's Death in Order, and it is a memoir about my father's suicide, which happened in 1991, and it's an attempt to write a memoir that feels true to the chaotic, mysterious nature of suicide. And to write that as a straightforward chronological memoir did not work at all. I also tried writing it as a novel. It didn't work at all. It was just everything I tried was too neat and too tidy. And I just realized this experience, you know, it ain't neat and it ain't tidy. And I think I needed to find a way to tell the story that was true to the story. So The Suicide Index tells the story in fragments, in different voices. Some of them are my first-person voice. Some of it's my father trying to get inside my father's head. Some of it is very speculative. Some of it is almost, you know, imaginative, and really just trying to let all the different feelings in, all the anger, the grief, the bewilderment, the humor, and the sort of just that feeling of what happens in a family when an event happens that blows the family apart.
A question. I mean, if you are writing in a disorderly manner about a disorderly topic, why did disorderliness work more effectively than this order that you attempted to impose upon it? Was it the emotions too sharp, too austere, or what?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually think that there's a way that part of what I think with suicide is it's full of paradox. And I think, you know, when I first found out that my father had died, my first reaction was, that's impossible, he never would do that. And at the same time, I thought, of course. And that was the first paradox. And I think there's a way that this book is both orderly and disorderly. And I think there's a way that that's true of this experience. It's a very disorderly experience, but the impulse when you're the one left behind, the impulse is to try to make it make sense and at the same time acknowledge that it never quite will.
Well, you named it The Suicide Index, and it does follow some kind of order, so that's the thing that's kind of making me a little slightly confused here.
Yeah. No, it is organized as an index. I mean, the chapters are literally in alphabetical order, and there is a progress that goes, I think, from complete confusion to a kind of peace, but the peace is really a peace with accepting that there are all these contradictions and all these paradoxes and that you will never have the full story, that you'll never understand it completely. And I think that the index is actually almost ironic. I think that there is a way that you can't bring order to it, so let's just put the most ridiculously numb, orderly, formal thing there and at least give the reader a kind of guide through the experience.
I'm curious, though, I mean, at what point did order impinge upon the writing here? Because obviously you're dealing with these very loose and feral emotions, and you have to organize them at some point, but I'm wondering when you actually were concerned about order during the course of writing the book, or did this come largely in the editing? Or
no, it was definitely in the writing, but it was in you know, successive drafts. But I think that the order in the book comes from stories. Each chapter stands on its own, really, as a fragment or a story. And I think that there's a way that, you know, one chapter, for example, is about my father's sort of biography, but as seen through the lens of his business dealings. Another one is about his mother. Another one's about his father. Another one is about my in-laws. I mean, so in other words, there is order in the book, but I think there's a way that, you know, with suicide, I think you're looking for the big answer, the big clue, the big solution to the mystery, and there really isn't anything. So it really is fragmentary, and I needed to let it stay fragmentary, but I didn't want the reader to feel that I didn't want somebody reading the book to feel that they were drowning in this kind of chaotic mess of emotion. And that's why I think the index, in a way, it's almost like having a handrail to guide you through the book.
Well, Joan, thanks very much and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.